Hey, Alex here. Before getting into today's episode, I wanted to invite you to a virtual event that I'm hosting on April 18th. It's for podcast guests and podcast hosts who want to grow their influence, revenue, and expertise on either side of the mic. To see the lineup of speakers and to save your seat, please visit podmatch.com/event. I look forward to seeing you there. You're listening to Podcasting Made Simple. I'm your host, Alex Sanfilippo. For this episode's guide and resources, please visit podpros.com/220. And now, let's get to the episode.
Hey everyone, Jason Sherman here. And I want to talk about how to make sure your podcast episodes get a lot of exposure. Because when you record an episode on someone's show, that's only half the battle. What you don't realize is that people, hosts in particular, put a lot of time, energy, and money into producing the content. They may have a team, they may have to pay them to do the audio editing, video editing, the graphics for the thumbnails, and all of the content in general has to get promoted, right? So you need to help your host get maximum exposure for your episodes because that helps you in the end. And one of the first basic things that anybody can do when they have a podcast episode, it's the easiest thing in the world, is to just rate and review the podcast that you're going on. Because again, by helping them get exposure, you're going to help your episode get exposure. Plus, the host will see that you reviewed it. You can even do a screenshot, send it to them, say, hey, I just rated and reviewed your podcast because I appreciate that you're scheduling me to be on it, or I'm looking forward to being on it, or I was already on it and here's me rating and reviewing it to show my appreciation. Keep in mind, there are thousands, if not maybe even hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there. So for a host to get exposure for their show is very difficult because the podcast market, especially during the pandemic, got very saturated. So helping them get more reviews, ratings, having your friends and family do the same thing as well is going to just help them get exposure, which again, helps your episode get exposure. Share your episode on your social platforms. I mean, this is another basic thing, but people don't do it for some reason, and you should definitely focus on doing that. But before you do that, as many devices as you have, whether iPhones, Androids, friends and family who have iPhones and Androids, listen and download to your episode on as many devices as possible. Show that your episode is getting a lot of playtime and a lot of downloads. So then the host will realize, wow, this person was very valuable to my show because they're getting lots of downloads and play. Promote the episode as much as you can. I mean, there are so many social platforms nowadays. You can create a video using an app called Headliner. And Headliner, what it does is you can plug in a podcast episode and it'll extract about a minute's worth of it. You can put in graphics, you can put in audio waveforms, you can put in GIFs, all sorts of stuff. And it makes a video. Post that video on Instagram, Reels, Stories, Facebook, Reels and Stories. Post it on TikTok. Post it on Pinterest. Post it on your LinkedIn page. Post it on Reddit. Post it on Imgur. Post it on Giphy. Post it on Tumblr. Yes, it still exists. Post it on YouTube Shorts. I can go on and on. There's a long list of things you can use in terms of social platforms. You're basically leveraging. You're also posting the content everywhere so that people can see it and gain exposure for that content. And your name is also getting out there because you're showcasing that you're on this podcast. You can also post it on your website if you have a blog. Post it on Medium. You know, one of the things that I noticed too is when people go onto podcasts, they very rarely provide a description of what they're going to talk about. Unless the host specifically asks for that description, they don't really send anything. You should have a one-pager ready to go that has your bio, links to all of your web pages, your LinkedIn, your Facebook, your Instagram, your Twitter, everywhere, all the links, as well as a couple of photos that you want to use for graphic thumbnails. Because a lot of times, podcast hosts have to pull pictures from Google Images or LinkedIn. It might be a headshot. Maybe they want a body shot to put into a nice graphic for you. Help the host help you by providing as much media as you can. So by having all of this description typed up and the bio and everything, they'll be able to extract from that and post it in the description, the links to your stuff. And it's going to expedite the process, not only of getting your episode out quicker, but you're putting less work on the host, which they're the ones producing the show, right? They're the ones spending the time and the money, and it's not cheap, and it doesn't take 5 minutes. Doing a podcast episode is a lot of work. People forget about the audio editing, the video editing, if it's a video podcast. And when it comes to audio editing, there's a lot of different pieces to it. There's compression and noise reduction and, you know, making sure that all the edits, the mistakes that were potentially made or pauses are taken out. Same with the video editing and adding color correction and whatnot. Intros and outros, video intros and outros. And then, of course, having to potentially transcribe the entire episode into text, which there are programs for that, but it still takes time. And then fixing that text, editing it, because once again, it's not perfect. You have to edit it. And then posting all of this stuff on YouTube, on the podcasting platforms, using the tags and the categories, scheduling it, and the graphics you have to make for YouTube and the podcast, right? The actual thumbnails you have to type in and create and put in imagery and logos and all that. It takes time. So you should send as much of that information to the host as possible so that they can fully prepare for your episode and stop wasting time figuring out where to get everything. Now, a lot of people, when they make a description, they tend to put their bio. Okay, let's talk about the descriptions for your podcast episodes. Let's say you're going to do an episode on how best to leverage social media for marketing in today's world. You're not going to put your PhD and where you went to school and, you know, the company you ran. You can add that stuff somewhere in there, but you should really kick off the description with a catchy, you know, how do you grab the attention of people? So you want to say, in this episode, Jason's going to teach you the top three tips on how to market your startup in a post-pandemic world using social media platforms such as, and then name them out, and then maybe list out some of the information without giving away too much as to what they're going to learn in the episode. And the key here is to use buzzwords and keywords, SEO friendly, search engine optimization friendly words that the search engines will catch. The robots, the meta crawlers, they're crawling around the internet. They're looking for new content. And by putting in buzzwords, trending topics, for example, your episode will most likely pop up before other people's episodes. So do some research on Google Trends, trending topics, as well as buzzwords that you know people are searching for. So like lean methodology. In terms of marketing, think about marketing platforms that are out there, Hootsuite, or, you know, what's the latest tweet going on about marketing? All sorts of different books that are out there using methods from this book. Or, you know, think about what people search for. This is the key. Think about what people search for on Google search or Bing, Yahoo, whatever their search engine of choice is. And maybe even go onto the search engine and start typing out words of what you would search, how to do marketing, how to market my startup, three ways of marketing, marketing techniques. Keep typing those over and over again. And look at what the auto suggestion populates. That's what people are searching for. Take those searches and use them to your advantage by implementing them into your description, as well as giving the host a catchy title. I can't stress this enough. I've gotten people who've said stuff like, you know, how to promote your startup. I mean, that's not good enough. It's got to be catchy. You have to give a title that people are going to say, ooh, I want to learn that. Usually numbers work really well. So the three tips to marketing your startup in a post-pandemic world, or the five ways to engage with your customers and get 100,000 users, or whatever it is. Use numbers. Numbers, people like that because it gives them a goal. It tells them that they're going to learn a couple of things. They're going to take home something. They're going to learn something. People listen to podcasts mostly for entertain purposes, but there are people out there who want to learn things. I love learning about history and space and, you know, fun facts. So I listen to podcasts to learn things. There are other people out there who also want to learn things. So teach them something by giving them an episode title where they're going to learn something and a description that gives them an incentive to listen. And speaking of incentives, this is a big one. You want to incentivize your listeners with promotions, giveaways, prizes, raffles. Maybe you just finished a book, okay? And maybe your book is $15 on Amazon. Or maybe you have a course on Udemy or Skillshare, and that course is $100 or $50 or whatnot. Why not create a code, because you can create codes on either of these, to give away a free copy of the book or free course by using a code exclusively for that show, by giving them a specific code for that show. Say the show is called The Business Podcast. Well, Biz Podcast 20 will give you 20% off or et cetera for your book or your course. Maybe offer physical prizes. At the end of the episode, you can always say that if people come to your website, they can click on a button to download a free PDF with an ebook or tips and tricks that is related to the episode. Or maybe they can get merchandise from one of your websites. If you have an e-commerce site or you sell t-shirts or you have swag for your business, maybe your business is very, very merchandise heavy. Maybe you're a filmmaker and you have movies available and t-shirts and stickers and whatnot. Maybe you can offer free merchandise to people. The first 100 people to come to your website and sign up to the newsletter gets free merchandise. Or maybe you are selling a product or a service and you can offer a free consultation to your service or free this, free that. People love free stuff. They're more prone to work with you, connect with you, come to your website if they realize that you're giving them something and incentivizing them to come. And just like you're watching this video, you should also promote your podcast on video. So this means creating short videos, not of the episode, but making custom content about the episode. So let's say the episode is how to leverage brick and mortar stores for your business. Okay, create a 1-minute video, both selfie style and landscape, so that you have both for YouTube Shorts or a regular YouTube and Twitter, and also for TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. There's a lot of different formats. I would do both and make this kind of like a short, fast-paced, summarized version of what you're going to talk about on the podcast, and maybe even put some graphics in there, make it look really flashy, and post it everywhere when the podcast goes live. And that video should go everywhere, separate from the headliner. The headliner is going to be a different one. But if you make this catchy video, people are probably going to be interested. Put the link in the bio, descriptions, put the links everywhere online, post it online. Get people interested in listening to the episode, and you'll have a winner, and you'll get exposure. The host will get exposure. You'll all win, and the host will most likely want to bring you back on the show again and or recommend you to other podcast hosts that they know, because us podcasters, we talk, we have friendships, we talk to each other, and we generally recommend good interviewees to other podcasts. So by you helping us promote our podcast, we help you promote your brand and your name. So I hope you learned something from this episode, and thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed this episode, please visit podpros.com/220. Then share the link with one person that you believe it would add value to. Until next time, thank you for listening.